Nearly 20 states are trying a new legislative tack to lure recent college graduates, paying off their student loans. The programs, many of which were adopted in the past 4 years, offer debt forgiveness as a perk of relocating. Many specifically tie loan payments to a given profession, aiming to address workforce shortages in fields ranging from nursing to teaching. It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman. Michelle, what's up here?
You know, cities and states for a long time have been trying different methods to keep people from moving to the coasts. Especially, we're seeing this in a lot of, Midwestern states, non-coastal states. The Journal before has written about people literally paying cash to recruit people to move there. Now we're seeing more and more a lot of states try this method where they're saying, if you move to our state, if you go into a certain profession, especially if you go into a certain profession and live in a sort of depressed area, let's say if you become a nurse in a rural area, then we'll pay off a bunch of your student loans. And that's proving to be a really good recruiting tool.
Wow. All right, so give a couple examples. Who's doing what?
So, Delaware, for example, is doing this to recruit teachers. North Dakota is doing it to recruit doctors because I guess they have a doctor shortage. Utah has set up a system where they have sort of a flexible law. They say, every year we can designate a profession where we feel like we have a shortage, and there we can target our student loan forgiveness dollars.
So are there limits to payoffs? Like if you set up shop and you agree to be there, 7 years, they'll pay all your remaining debt? And how does that work?
So it really differs from program to program. Some people say, for each year that you stay, we'll pay off, 25% of your debt. Others say we'll pay up to $50,000. Others say we're going to, make a huge payment toward your loans now. So that, I interviewed one person in this story who became a doctor in a low-income area in Colorado, and the state made a single $90,000 payment toward her student loans.
Whoa.
And the agreement was she wouldn't have to pay it back if she stayed in that job for 3 years. And if you think about it, it's not just that they made this payment toward her loans. It also reduces the amount that she owes overall, because if you make that huge payment at the beginning, then she actually accrues less interest as well.
Well, that's something. Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman. Her piece is called States Tempt Recent College Graduates with Student Loan Payoffs. I was surprised, too, because initially I thought, well, these would be, states in the Midwest or, rural spots like you mentioned. But you said, dental schools in Florida are struggling to find bodies?
That's true. So it's not dental schools per se in Florida, but it's particular areas in Florida where, dental school costs a ton of money. And so I think, the lawmaker I spoke to who's sponsoring that bill, it hasn't become a law yet, said to me, the wise thing to do if you go to dental school is to move to a wealthy area, because that way you'll pay off your loans faster. We want to be able to incentivize dentists to go to places where there aren't so many dentists. And so that's why he's proposing the student loan payoff program.
How much of this, by the way, is the nature of the economy today with a tight labor market? Like, would states be this generous?
Yeah,
if times weren't so good?
I think that's definitely a piece of it. It's an incentive, but also, with a tight labor market, you need to be able to offer better incentives. And I spoke to someone who sets up student loan payoff programs for private employers, and he said, that they're finding that paying off someone's student loans is actually a more attractive benefit than giving them the same amount of money in another form. If a company says, we'll give you a $5,000 raise versus we'll pay off $5,000 of your student loans, people find the latter more attractive for some reason.
Yeah, that's interesting. And will certain states then limit the amount of grads, for example, in a particular industry? Or is the sky the limit in some cases?
No, I don't think the sky's the limit. A lot of the programs I've seen will, accept a certain number of students because student loans are really expensive.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle. Michelle Hackman, Wall Street Journal reporter.